This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. For almost 3 years, the Oklahoma Attorney General has been threatening to sue six Arkansas poultry producers for polluting his state's waters with their farm waste. For a time, it looked as though they were going to agree on a settlement, until a certain television commercial got in the way. From member station KUAF in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Jacqueline Froelich reports.
In the commercial, contract poultry grower Randy Allen pleads for his livelihood.
My family's been poultry farming here in eastern Oklahoma for years. We do everything we can to see that our farm is run right, including managing our litter the way the state tells us to. But the Oklahoma Attorney General doesn't think that's good enough. He's getting ready to sue our industry. That could put us out of business and lose 12,000 Oklahoma jobs.
But Oklahoma Attorney General Drew Edmondson says that the commercial's deceiving. Edmondson says poultry production jobs are safe, and that prior to talks breaking down, he proposed bringing a cross-section of farmers into the negotiations.
We have said consistently that any resolution with the industry would have to hold the poultry growers harmless, that it would not be their economic burden, it would have to be borne by the companies.
In Arkansas, chickens, turkeys, and eggs are a $2.6 billion a year industry that generates over 3 million tons of litter. The waste litter has traditionally been managed by farmers who use it as a cheap source of fertilizer. So the poultry company stood behind their farmers by funding the Farm Bureau commercial. Still, before talks broke down, the poultry industry did agree to pay $4 million to remove the litter from the watershed over the next 3 years. Poultry industry spokeswoman Janet Wilkerson says that other producers of phosphorus pollution ought to be held financially responsible as well.
You've got the poultry industry, you've got the commercial fertilizer, you've got the beef cattle industry, you've got septic tanks, you've got recreation areas in those watersheds.
But the state of Oklahoma is claiming that the poultry industry is the biggest culprit, and independent studies by the Arkansas Water Quality Lab confirm this. Standing on the banks of the Illinois River, which straddles the Arkansas-Oklahoma border, stream ecologist Andrea Radwell says the phosphorus damage is apparent.
When we worked on the river during the summer, you see massive algae blooms forming along the sides of the river. And while they are flushed out of the river by storms, we know that that phosphorus eventually works its way down to the lakes in Oklahoma.
When heavy rains wash poultry litter downstream, the excess phosphorus feeds algae blooms, which steal oxygen, causing fish kills and fouling drinking water.
Well, from our vantage point, what's at stake is the life of our streams and lakes in eastern Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Attorney General Drew Edmondson says the poultry industry can no longer use farmers to carry their dirty water.
And we have said all along that they must accept responsibility for the removal of all litter which cannot be safely applied, not just a portion of it.
Despite the current stalemate, Arkansas poultry processors such as Tyson Foods, Peterson Farms, and George's Incorporated are hoping talks will resume. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.